What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Welcome to Self-Helpless, everybody. I'm Delaney Fisher.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
And I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
And we have the most incredible guest this week. Big fan of his for years. You've seen him on New Girl. All of his stuff is going viral on Funny or Die. He's on a Netflix show called American Vandal. He plays a history professor. Very funny. He was on my favorite sketch group, Dead Kevin, with Jack Robichaud and Ahmed Berusha. Please welcome Ryan O'Flanagan.
Yay! Yes. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. That was so smooth.
Yeah,
was that?
That was really good.
Delaney usually really botches it.
I do. I studied.
I wish I had gotten a bad one.
This was a really important one. Yeah. And you know what? I missed some credits I was going to say, so I did kind of fuck it up.
No, you were right. There's more stuff.
Stand-up comic.
Oh, Adam Devine's house party.
Adam Devine's house party.
That's the first time I'd ever seen you.
Yeah. Last Call with Carson.
Oh, yeah.
You've just been around.
You got the good ones.
Those are the ones on IMDb. Is that what I was going to say?
We can dig deep on IMDb and find some weird shit, I'm sure.
Yeah. You did some voice acting too, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I really creeped on your IMDb hard.
Well, that was super cool. American Dad. It's my first ever voice thing.
Sure. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
It was super weird to watch. It's fun to do, and then watching it was—I really didn't like it at all.
Really?
Watching my voice come out of a cartoon really creeped me.
Was it this voice, or were you doing a different?
Yeah, it was just this voice, but it was this blonde, like a high school quarterback. It was like a douchey guy, and I really did not. It was super fun to do. Doing it was fun, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Very smooth. You covered your tracks.
Very self-help of you.
Yeah.
Way to just really find the positive in that.
No, I get that. That's how I felt when I got the blonde highlights in my hair for like the first week looking in the mirror. I was like, this bitch, that doesn't sound right coming out of there.
Yeah.
So natural.
That's a little weird.
Imagine being full fake.
It is.
It's really tough to look in the mirror.
Yeah, I don't know what that feels like.
There's an ongoing theme on the show where Delaney, she bought tits for herself.
I
and
did.
She does.
They're attached. Sure, she doesn't like have them in a jar.
Yeah. They're under my bed.
Yeah,
but yeah, they come up quite a bit.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, not trying to make you uncomfortable, but they are just
awesome.
They're like the fifth member of the show.
Yeah, they are.
Fifth and sixth.
Yeah. Let's not downsize.
They're kind of like the like the Howie of the show. I feel like in Backstreet Boys. Was that too weird of a reference?
Oh, I was thinking Howie Mandel.
I thought you were like AGT judging.
I went like back to Backstreet Boys because it's like Howie's there, but he's kind of like, you know, he does his own thing, and I feel like your tits kind of like they do their thing.
They do their own thing.
That. Yeah, they're individuals. Yeah.
But they're part of the group for sure.
Yeah,
that's cool. How long ago did they arrive?
It's
When did they come in the mail?
About a year. In December, nice. It'll be my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to celebrate.
What are you? Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Gotta have like a titty party somewhere.
Titty party?
No, yeah. Just invite everybody who has seen them or wants to see them.
Yeah, you
know? That's a lot of people.
That's pretty much
on
everybody.
On both ends. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess I'm open to suggestions.
Okay.
So if anybody
email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Ooh, so smooth. Look at that. Very well done.
You guys are pros.
I know. We're doing great. Ryan got to see us struggle setting up lights as soon as he got here. So this is off to a great start.
Yeah. We were literally the joke of how many blondes does it take to screw in a light bulb. Like we were actually the joke in real life, which is unfortunate.
It really was. Yeah, it didn't.
Three failing at it when the light bulbs are too big.
Yes.
You also never knew you were the pie room. That's a big development in your life.
I didn't know.
That's a big thing to have the pie room.
Yeah.
I was the pie room in college once.
Were you really?
That's a big. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
What are we talking about?
When you're in room 314 of any building, that's the pie room.
Where'd you go to school?
I had no idea.
Boston College.
Okay. All right.
One time in high school, I memorized 100 digits of pi.
What?
It's like a contest.
Oh. When did you lose your virginity?
The pie guy. Oh, honestly?
When did you get handsome? It was after that? It was after the pie thing?
Yeah.
We just did an episode where we talked about journaling and how we were all losers in high school. Were you a loser in high school or middle school?
No, I was super
cool
in high school.
Oh, that sucks.
But I was I was homecoming king.
Oh, get out.
Cool.
Get out of my pie room.
And then, but then I went to college and I was really like not. I went really downhill.
What? So you think you peaked in high school?
Yeah, I just had no, like, you know, it's hard to make friends. I was like a theater guy in college, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I just kind of couldn't find, like, my real life. And I transferred, too, after my first year, and it was kind of, like, harder to make friends in college.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot less cool. So I don't keep in touch with a ton of college people, like five.
Yeah.
Okay.
You weren't, like, quarterbacking it in college, playing football?
I was not.
Is that the term?
Yeah.
You're doing that?
Quarterbacking it.
You're just doing the theater? You're just high school musicaled it?
Straight up, yeah.
Like,
straight
this
up
is
theater.
My dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went for it.
Yeah, you got a Zac Efron type of a thing, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Can you take your shirt off?
Oh, my God, Delaney.
I'm sorry.
We can't take Delaney many places. She's wildly inappropriate. Can you still remember the 100 digits or close to them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember the first five.
It's more than we
know.
I think it's 3.14159. I think it's the first five.
Okay.
That's and that's why you won homecoming.
That's it, baby.
I was hoping for more. That's crazy.
Yeah.
100 digits. That really, like, that blows my mind.
Yeah, just for fun? Or was it like a dare?
Yeah, it was like everyone had to say or contribute as much as they could. Some people only got to the first couple. And then if you got to 100, they said your name on the speaker.
Oh,
in the announcements.
Wow.
Oh, like the morning announcements?
Yeah.
You were thirsty.
Yeah.
You were really thirsty.
I think they gave me like a pie.
Like a real one they could eat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's precious.
How many kids got it? Was it just you?
I think it was like five or six kids got
it. That's a lot of
100.
Kids.
Yeah. It wasn't a cool high school.
Yeah, I was going to say, were the other four like on the homecoming court or probably not?
Oh, no, it was the only one.
It wasn't like all the quarterbacks.
Yeah. There you go.
Incredible.
That's really so wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of people from high school hitting you up now that you've gone viral?
I keep in touch with a bunch of people from high school, like the football boys and them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just went to a wedding, actually, like last weekend. It's so weird to see everybody. I don't know how they feel about me, you know?
Yeah?
Feel like
what vibe did you get?
Yeah, there's like a little bit of like, a, you know, you live in L.A. now and, you know,
yeah,
you're not one of us kind of vibe.
Mr. Oh, yeah. Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
This is not like unfriendly. It's just kind of just a weird, there's
the
like
whole,
a
like,
tension.
You think you're better than me?
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I don't know, it's something, I don't know.
But isn't that true of like whenever you get anything, any degree of success, we've talked about this on the podcast before, like any degree of success you reach, everyone's like, congrats. But like something in their eyes says like, fuck you a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, did you get some of that at the wedding?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
nobody was coming up to you like quoting your videos?
No, they don't like do that. They definitely don't do that. They're not like pumped. They're not outwardly. They're like, yeah, we watched it, but we're not going to be like annoying about it.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, oh, saw your set. And then nothing afterward. Just like, oh, like it was great or great set. Just like, yeah, I saw you do comedy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
Oof.
Really appreciate it.
That's cool.
The void.
Yeah. Thanks for being aware of me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do we want to do quotables?
Sure, yeah. We asked you before if you had any quotes, and we should have given you more time. You do? Okay, good.
I thought of 4 quotes.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Multitasker.
How did we underestimate the pie guy over here?
They're not really important quotes in my life. They're quotes that I had to think of. There was okay. We had a magnet on my fridge growing up. It said never be penny wise or leaker foolish. And I still don't know what that means.
Never just, be the clown from It.
Yeah.
Or some other leaker. Terrifying yeah. childhood villain.
Foolish. I don't
leaker
get it.
Foolish.
What I don't understand.
I have no idea what that means.
To this day, never looked it up. It probably exists somewhere. An explanation for
leaker,
it.
Smartphone. Like L-E-A-K-E-R or L. Yeah. Okay.
What is a leaker?
Leaker? I don't know. It feels like it would be some foolish? Kind of thing that like.
But
a,
my whole
like
life,
box.
I would just see that every day on the fridge and be like, okay, I won't.
Wasn't gonna.
Don't have a leaker. Don't know what leaker. I think I'm
nothing.
All set.
Okay, just so you guys know, nothing comes
nothing
up.
Nothing came up. Maybe what was that?
Your parents made it up.
The first thing that comes up.
It was from my dad's work.
What did he do?
Yeah, what's...
There was this company. He was like a sales guy. It was a company called Engelhard that I believe is now out of business.
Okay.
And it was some sort... I don't know. I honestly don't know what it was, what the company
well, that's
was.
That's the next thing we're going to Google.
Google Engelhard.
Yeah, because what came up with Leaker Foolish was like Trump stuff, like Trump leaks. Okay.
You don't know what your dad did?
But when I was a kid, no. Now I get it.
Oh, okay.
He did sales. He traveled around the world and
Engelhard,
sold stuff.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, second one right there. Yeah, so, he sold silver. It's like the same thing.
He sold silver.
So it's like silvers and brazing alloys.
American Fortune 500 company from New Jersey.
This is
Wikipedia, though,
yeah,
so what do...
sell leakers?
It's silver.
It's
oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so that's similar to what he's been doing.
Gold and silver they bars. This,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, that's pretty much,
they
yeah.
sold... Silver and gold bars?
Like, yeah, he sells like what like they're called like brazing alloys, which are metals that are used to like fuse other metals together. So they're very, you know,
okay.
they're useful.
Okay.
Very valuable.
Interesting.
I'm interested in your other quotes now because if this is where we're starting.
Yeah, so never
we're
be starting. Pennywise or leaker
where
foolish.
Where are we going?
And okay. then my mom had a mug that said, I can handle any crisis. I'm a mom.
Oh,
and I
that's
remember
just
that
true.
Was just a childhood that's scene, true. You know, my mom drinking out of that cup yeah, every morning. Yeah. And then, of course, Keep Pounding is oh, on God. My bracelet.
That
and it's
I
on
like
my
that.
Facebook favorite quotes, which is from the beginning of Facebook, which is like 2005
wow.
or something.
Because to you, that means like keep just like going,
keep going.
Forward. Because to me, it's
yeah, this
very
is, this
like,
is, this is like,
frat, like keep like pumping
yes.
them chicks. Like just like,
whoa.
Pound, you know what I mean? Like that's where my mind went when I thought of pound, like
yeah.
a pounding. That's.
Sounds a little date rapey.
Yeah.
Doing it or doing this.
Okay, fine. Know? Forget it then. That wasn't it. And I'm going to make you feel real bad because you know what it is? It's from the
oh,
Drop
no.
the Hammer on Cancer Foundation.
Oh.
It was a
no, you can finish the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right.
No, that's good. It's catchy.
Sorry,
it's catchy,
I called
baby.
You Date Rapey Cancer Foundation.
It makes you think about what
yeah.
is this Keep Pounding,
pounding
thing? And then you look
women,
into it, it's like
pounded well, beers. I get
yeah,
of those
see,
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's like the Carolina, I'm a big Carolina Panthers fan. And so it started with, we had these two, a player and a coach both got cancer at the same time. So they started this Drop the Hammer on Cancer Foundation. Mm-hmm. And the motto was Keep Pounding. And they would do this like big like drum thing.
Oh,
and or like
yeah.
a big like hammer thing. And now Keep Pounding is just like the Panthers motto. If you go to a game, they'll do this, the crowd will do this chant. One side goes keep, the other side goes pounding. And
really?
It's okay. Yeah. So it's,
really?
Our, it's our whole thing.
Keep yeah. on pounding.
It's not really cancer anymore. But still, if you buy one of these, $1 goes to St. Jude's.
Oh, wow. Perfect.
So still, it's kind of, cool. you know.
Love
good for you.
So, yeah.
Did you buy it online or at
I bought it
event?
At the very stadium.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you
so
wear it every
that.
Day?
What's that?
You wear it every day?
I wear it every day.
Nice.
I take it off when I go on stage. Because one time, you know what I did? I did that you ever do that Funny or Die
yes.
show?
The
yeah,
show?
It was like streamed.
Yeah.
And I wore that, and a bunch of people were commenting that it was distracting. They're like, it's that too you're... big for his halfway down his arm, on
oh
his wrist.
That's ridiculous.
And
also,
was I don't
it
wear
the it. Comments?
Yeah. Oh, I should.
No.
It was really bad. And
yeah.
I wish I had.
People
have
told me
I
specifically
had.
About that show, do not read the comments
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
People
it was horrible.
Are... the worst
because you did it right
yeah, yeah I did
yeah and you yeah. didn't read
no I did not
I didn't look at it at all
yeah
are these still all on there
we're a little bit self-destructive right
it
were
was
you
very,
like
very
were you
bad.
Looking for some shit
I had not heard to don't look at it. I thought it'd be very supportive Funny or Die
oh no
it was really
die.
Bad
die
it was a lot of die
yeah.
it was a lot of die
oh. yeah if you're not funny they want you to die
yeah they will kill
so do you
yeah.
look at the comments on your videos now
Not anymore, because I get a lot of bad ones on my videos now, too.
Oh, really?
And people have started coming onto, like, my fan page and sliding into my DMs and telling me that they hate
people
me.
People are trolling you?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting trolled a lot.
This is off the Holy Snopes stuff?
Yeah, which is, well, if you go on, like, the funnier day.
Can we explain this to listeners a little bit? Because I don't know that... not to like discredit you because you're amazing, you're viral, but other people might not.
Yeah, you're amazing, for sure. You're viral.
Yeah. Totally yeah.
There's the best thing a young man can be.
Yeah.
Viral.
Viral. Like yeah. A tour guide.
It's these videos on Funny or Die that I just play like this tourist man who's like real, just like a real dumb tourist idiot guy. And I just mispronounce a lot of words and. And that's pretty much it. It's 2-minute videos, but
they're
put them out
it once
hysterical. A week.
They're hilarious. They showed me them for the first time maybe a couple months ago, and it was like, man, oh my God, this is amazing.
I'm glad you like them. A lot of people do not.
They're so funny.
Awesome.
Thanks.
You keep doing it.
Yeah, that's the important thing is like people that, like my friends like them, and that's, you know, reassuring.
Yeah.
But if you go on like the actual Funny or Die, they'll post it on, the biggest views are on Facebook. They'll get like a million.
Millions,
whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of their comments, like always their highest rated comment will always be a negative one.
Oh,
like,
wait.
Get this guy off and he'll have like 300 likes and stuff.
Oh,
but then a lot of people give it like thumbs down, but that still like pushes it up because it gives it like a interaction, whatever.
Right.
It's great.
So I stopped looking at those. I look at the ones like on my fan page with are more supportive.
Yeah.
Know?
Right. Because people are usually coming to find you to be like, we really like you a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. But recently it started to... started infiltrating, or just a couple of people that I shouldn't. I always like I feel bad, but I always like interact, you know, when people like shit.
Do you engage?
You know, I know
oh
you're
my god,
to.
I'm so sheepish. No. I'm just like, but, oh god, yeah, I'm like so sorry I was born. Like, I just want to like crawl
so
and
sorry I was born.
Die somewhere. I would never engage. You're very brave,
man. Yeah. At least they're like making fun of a character and it's not you. That, you know, like they're like maybe they're shooting on this guy.
I'm gonna show you this one. It was pretty rough today. This guy.
Oh yeah.
But some people will go after.
Wait, was that the one you retweeted? If it's the one I'm thinking
of,
it's not
that bad.
Oh, the one
I retweeted, though, was pretty funny. Yeah,
there was just some guy that said, like, get this guy out of my city, right?
Oh, yeah, she's like, get out of my city.
Yeah,
oh,
and you just wrote, get out of my ass.
I was gonna
and
say
I was like, you set him up for that one.
You threw him a nice, slow softball pitch to just knock out
of
the park.
Videos are the only videos I send to people with any, like... They're the only videos I've sent to like people from high school and stuff of just like, this is very funny.
Yeah,
because
like,
I never trust... anyone to like what I like necessarily, but I'm like, this is good. Just
everybody will like
it. I think I sent you, like, I had sent it to either a friend of mine or my sister or someone. I sent you just a long text length of them just quoting it as they're watching it.
Oh, yeah.
Losing their shit.
My boyfriend quotes it all the time. Get out of my ass.
we haven't said Ben Affleck since we saw it. We say Banana Flack now.
Yeah. Good.
That's good. Hollywood, Walk of Flames. Very quotable.
Yeah. Now, this guy, however.
I know.
This guy went on to my Instagram and went to a nice picture.
Oh,
like a nice picture.
What a savage.
Of me. I was like in like a scenic spot. And I was like a cool little story behind why I went there. And he commented today, you are the biggest loser I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
You're the biggest loser I've ever seen and the most unfunny dude alive. I literally hate you.
Oh my God.
And then I said, literally? And then he said, I hate you. And I said, damn, dude, we used to be tight. And he said, your grade school comedy is pathetic.
Jeez.
Wow.
That was like a nice picture of me at like a lake.
Just oh, shit.
Was it all spelled right?
No, I did your instead of your posteriori.
Of course.
Those are the ones that hurt, the ones that are grammatically correct.
Yeah.
You're like, that guy probably has a job.
Yeah.
Oh, he might be right.
Yeah. We've talked probably at least twice now about trolls on the podcast, it's a recurring theme.
Can
never quite feel okay with it happening. As much as you can rationalize, like, well, that person's not mentally well. And it's still like... But ouch, that hurts though. Yeah.
And
you know, it affected you enough to bring it up now and talk about it. But you know that guy is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Most of the time, I find it pretty funny. People get like really mad about it. It's like, I'm just acting like an idiot. Why are you people get so mad.
Right.
It's just like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's so weird to comment like negatively on like a comedy video. If you don't like it, that's totally fine.
All right.
It's like, all right, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
People are like, what the fuck? Funny people, someone wrote like, Funny or Die, you should be ashamed. Why are you letting this guy do it? Like,
even if you watch the whole video, it's only 2.5 minutes of your life.
Yeah. People get so mad.
That's so funny.
That guy took more out of his time to like find you and hate on you than he did the longer the video is.
Right.
Like, he probably took half his day just hunting you down, picking the right lake photo and just going to town, you know?
Where does he seem the most serene? Let's get him where it's gonna count.
Destroy his safe space.
The most vulnerable photo.
Let's rob him of everything.
Alone by a body of water.
There was one guy last week that sent me a Facebook message, and a lot of people say I'm like ripping off Steve Brule. I'll get that
Who's
a lot.
That? Who's that?
It's this character John C. Reilly does, and he mispronounces a lot of words, and it's super different. He's really just like dry and like laid back. And my character's like crazy yelling and stuff. But they mispronounce words also, so it's like people think, you can't do that. John C. Reilly did that. But some guy commented on my, or sent me a message, he goes, so your plagiarism of John C. Reilly, intentional or unintentional?
Oh, geez.
And I responded, it's intentional, dude. I just Venmo him every week. and then he responded, he goes, fair enough. Thanks for getting back to me.
Oh, my. That's amazing. You respond to everybody.
I know. That seems
pretty funny.
Wow.
Whatever
keeps you sane.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's the next
I won't
level.
Respond, but I'll take screenshots and I'll post it, which might be worse.
I think that's funny, though.
Or I'll send it in text to you guys.
Send it in the safe space group chat.
Yeah, you had one where someone said your eyes were bugging out. You post a picture of yourself.
Well, because it was on Conan, I went and when there were only 10 comments, because I don't ever read the comments, but I wanted to find a bad one to promote with it, because I knew there would be, because I'm only a human. And that was one of the bad ones. And I was like, okay, cool, that's not too bad. Like, that's all right. Because I've seen
that's just like a funny
rough
face.
Ones. Like, there was one there. I took the videos down off of the Laugh Factory. You don't have a lot of stand-up online.
No, I don't.
You have like a couple Laugh Factory videos
super
that are
old
really
Laugh Factory.
Old.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it online.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to be up there. I'm so ashamed of myself. You know, I don't even want these Funny or Die videos. You just take them down after a couple of days. You know, it's a weird
and I don't
business
know,
to be in.
Like, it is. Well, I'm sure your Last Call video is somewhere. And like Adam Devine, I don't know. Comedy Central, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I never saw it. Did you see it?
My video?
We were on the same episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see our episode?
Yeah.
How were we?
I didn't like my set at all. Yeah, looking back.
Oh, well.
But that is the story.
That's
everything.
How was our acting on the...
Oh, we killed it. We were awesome.
Okay, cool.
You never saw the episode?
No, I never watched it. I didn't like acting. It was hard. We had to like pretend to be sidekicks and stuff, and it was like... I don't know. It was weird, man. I wasn't about it. We're like sitting on the beach all day in like a shirt that wasn't mine. I wasn't into it.
Yeah, sounds
that's
terrible.
Space.
On the beach with free clothes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What a life. Well, what should we move on to? Do you guys want to talk about...
deep into it.
Let's get deep.
I mean,
deep.
This is Self-Helpless.
Self-Helpless.
You're here. Is there any type of self-improvement that you're into? You're very fit, so only assume.
Continue to objectify you.
Yeah, you know?
And not to further objectify you, but your skin is really nice. And
tight. Thank you.
But it bothers me a little bit because I just feel like you don't deserve it. You're a guy, and I can almost guarantee that you don't work for it.
I work for it.
Do you? What's your skincare routine? Talk to me about
it. It's not a routine.
Of course,
Clean and Clear.
Which one? There's a lot.
It's like
do you moisturize?
Is it the orange one with the beads?
Yeah.
Me too.
There's no beads.
Oh, fuck it.
Never mind. Is it
Morning Burst?
I think it might be Morning Burst.
That's what I use, but there's no little beads in it?
No.
Is it foaming?
Bubbles.
I think those are beads.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
no, beads you can like feel, right?
They're
not really.
Micro beads.
They're really small.
Can you feel them when you do it?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that. You're thinking about like exfoliating.
But you have bubbles?
Maybe foam.
And yes, I think it's like.
Oh, you have a foam one? Oh, bubbles. It doesn't matter.
You got bubbles on your face.
Here's a question. Do you moisturize?
Yes.
Really?
With what?
It's like the classic. What am I thinking?
Cetaphil?
Lube?
No,
Eucerin?
What is it?
No, fuck. Oh, Vaseline. Vaseline, but like lotion Vaseline.
Okay.
Oh.
Face and body. 29.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuck. Your skin is so good. Did you ever have acne or anything?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Really? Did you go on Accutane or anything weird?
Nah. Just went away.
The Lord just smiled upon you.
It's still, you see my back. You know what I mean?
Well, if you need to take your shirt off.
Gross. Oh, back.
But you're talking about going to the gym, so you're,
I'm a gym guy. Trying to go every day. And that kind of helps me keeps me sane. I get real stressed out if I can't go, which doesn't even really make a difference, really. And, I'm not going to get, fat in a day. But I get super stressed out if I don't know. It's just a real, stress reliever, I think.
Yeah, right? Especially on the road when you're trapped in, a days in.
Right, yeah. More so than trying to look anyway. I think it just really helps relieve stress.
Mentally.
There's no more better or clearer mind than, right when I leave the gym. I feel the most,
nice.
At ease, for sure.
Yeah.
What's your gym?
Golds, baby.
Oh, yeah. There we go. You can find a Golds everywhere, right?
There's a lot of Golds.
That's the issue with traveling so much. I pick 24 hour, and it's not because it's a good gym. It's just because there's one everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're open 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I go to Hollywood
Golds. But if we were like, okay, this has been fun. We're going to wrap it here. We just wait for everybody to stop, and then we go, okay, that's
all right.
We're done.
Nice. Have you ever read a self-help book or done any type of...
Yeah. I used to... even when I was in high school, when I really didn't need it at all, I was just too young.
Because you were killing it so hard.
Quarterbacking. I didn't have any problems.
I hate you.
Oh.
I hate you so much.
But you knew with confidence there was a time in your life where you're like, I don't need any help.
That's not what I meant. I meant I was 14 years old and I didn't need to read a Tony Robbins book, which I read.
I used to like
Tony Robbins type stuff. And I was in middle school, high school. And just because I enjoyed reading it, but I wasn't but it was a lot of hey man, when everything is crumbling, I'm just like, I'm in puberty, I don't know.
That's when things crumble in puberty. Yes. That was a hard
time.
True.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But then as an adult, there was a time, I don't really do it anymore, but I got into meditation and and yoga.
Ooh.
Meditation and I had a whole phase. And what made it stop was I moved into this new apartment that's not good for yoga. And I just stopped doing this thing that I really liked doing.
Why is it not good for you?
It's just
it's too small.
It's just small and carpeted and a gross carpet.
Isn't carpeting better? Oh no, it's gross.
It hurts.
Oh,
Do you have a yoga mat? Stiff.
I have a yoga mat, but then that's too squishy on the carpet. The mat and the carpet. So I'm like, I guess I'm just not a yoga guy anymore. You know.
So you were doing it at home. You weren't going to a studio.
Right. I did a studio a couple of times at 24 Hour Fitness back
then. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Before you jumped to
the classes.
And I loved it. Are you yoga people?
Yes.
She is.
I've tried it. I'm not good at it.
Have you done the heated one?
No.
Okay. It's very intense, but it's kind of addictive.
The heated. I've never heard anyone call it heated.
Yeah.
Bikram.
Bikram, yeah.
Bikram,
or hot yoga.
Bikram.
Yeah. It's, I think, I've played sports my whole life growing up. And so it's kind of a competitive yoga because it's so intense. It's just like, and everybody around you is doing it. So you're looking around and you want to be doing it at the highest level. And
oh man, you know, God. So you're like a major yoga. You can do all the, like, this crazy stuff.
No. I can't do like the weird, people do weird headstands and all sorts of crazy shit. Yeah.
You can do like a downward dog with your heels on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That to me is like champion level.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Can you, what do you call it? I don't even know what it's called because I've never been able to do it. Flex your legs? No, the splits.
The splits?
I used to be.
Can you do the lickety splits?
I used to be able to, I was in gymnastics for 8 years. I could do the splits back then, but now I'm not flexible. Yeah.
How long does it take for it to go away?
God, that's a good question. I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't measure it. I think the last time I could do it, I was like 12 years old.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
But
yeah, I was always curious, like, if you don't do the splits for a year, does it just disappear?
I lost my like sexual prime. Like, I was in my prime when I was like 12, I guess.
Yeah.
Now I'm like an old, like, my hip, you know, I'm like 28. Ugh, what a shame.
I can't touch my toes, so I just don't.
Oh, really?
I don't try any of that shit. I just have never been. You know, do you remember those like tests in middle school, like the presidential fitness test?
Oh, yeah.
I did fine in everything except for the flexibility. Remember when you had to, like, there was like a box in front of you and you had to do this and then they measured your centimeters.
Yeah.
People were getting 25, 30 centimeters. I got 7 centimeters because I have no flexibility.
Yeah, like, that's a crazy low amount of centimeters.
Isn't that bad? Like,
that's bad.
It's like that much.
The PE teacher thought I was like fucking off. Yeah. Like, they were like, come on. You know, you're not this type of student. What are you doing? I'm like, I really cannot go any further. This is already embarrassing enough. Like, please stop pointing me out.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yeah, that's the only thing I just failed hard on.
Everything, and you're still to this day, you cannot.
Wow. No,
I want to see how far can you get? Like,
bad.
Like,
should I
knees?
Do it?
Yeah, sure.
Do it on camera?
Show us.
Oh, God. It's...
Well, I don't know if you can see behind the camera.
No, you probably can't see, but I'll do it for you guys.
What are you going to do?
Is it? I just want to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I touch your toes?
Oh, Delaney, I'm worried about you.
Oh, you're super far.
Holy shit.
That's like mid calf at best.
Can I bend my knees? Is that cheating?
No, that's cheating. 100%
okay, so cheating. I'm not bending my knees.
You guys, Delaney's legit, like, almost a full foot away from touching her toes.
My legs are burning. Like, I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm working hard.
Have you ever gotten a professional massage?
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone on the show been, like, a massage person?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're massage people.
We'll talk about
that. The ladies make me feel bad because,
I'm not even talking. The ladies make me feel bad because they think that, like, I'm just like, uptight, you know, lady, you know, like, I'm not letting myself relax. I'm like, no, I can't physically do that.
No, you're hurting me.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I would love for you to, like, get all up in there, but I just cannot crouch that way.
Yeah.
So,
are you a masseuse guy?
No, I've gotten one professional massage in my life.
From a guy or a girl?
From a girl.
Okay.
How
do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference.
Okay.
I'm really like kind of like a baby about getting, like, it hurts.
It hurts. It hurts so bad
you
when I got
light
it.
Or medium though.
I didn't know there were levels. I didn't know there was like a Starbucks.
Yeah, hurt.
I didn't say anything.
I don't like being touched.
Do light. You gotta ask for light.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, if I'm paying you money, like, I want to fucking feel it. Like,
yeah,
get in there. I want to leave in pain.
That's weird.
I like it. I like when I like can't breathe. Like, they're pushing so hard. I'm like, I like it.
Oh man.
I don't like that.
I like it.
I like middle.
Because if they're like this,
oh no.
My boyfriend can do that.
Yeah.
I'm paying them to get
back.
The knots out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm there for. I'm there for like medical reasons. I'm not there to relax.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like a Russian or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, break me. I'm here for that.
Break me like a long winter. Yeah.
I like when they just kind of dance with you, where they like grab you and they kind of sway you back and forth.
What is that?
Yeah,
I don't think you went to a massage parlor. I don't know what that was.
On the corner in the hut. You know what I'm talking about.
You guys know.
The sway hut.
When I went, it was a couple's massage. I had a girlfriend at the time, the two of us, and she got a guy, and I got a girl, and I don't really like that.
Really? It was like a swingers massage or something.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, she's trying to loosen you up for some stuff.
Yeah.
Did she like it? Was she into it, or did she leave like that was a terrible idea?
She was into it. She's Asian, so they're all into massages and stuff, or whatever.
That's so funny. Yeah. Are you dating? What are you doing?
Nah, I'm on the loose.
You're
I'm
on all, the loose.
I'm
you're,
all sad.
You're that YouTube
is loose.
You're that. Yeah. You're that dude who left a mean comment.
Yeah.
Guy who's probably needs a divorce.
Yeah.
Ryan's on the loose.
I'm on the loose, baby.
I'm on the loose, baby.
You do dating apps and stuff. What's your?
I used to. I'm just kind of just being alone right now. I was on the I did all of them. Tinder and okay.
Bumble?
I didn't like any of them.
I've never done it. Is it
a success?
Oh, you never done any of them?
No.
I've done all of them.
Me neither.
They're super Taylor and I are depressing.
Children. It's
you're in a marriage essentially.
Yeah,
so
25
you don't need
year
to.
Relationship.
I always
25
wondered,
is that a real thing?
Sorry, what now?
No, not
I said 25 years.
They were babies.
When they're when they're children.
They were toddlers.
It was about 5 and a half.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I always felt like it would have been fun to just kind of play the video game that is Tinder because
yeah,
it just seems like a fun ego boost to just be like, ooh,
The thing is, people use it like that, and then people that want to find love, it's like, oh man,
yeah,
I really liked you.
Oh,
was Tinder a thing when you met Kane?
No,
none of the dating apps weren't really a thing then.
No, it was 6 years ago. I think it was
you had to
just
watch it all unfold, and you're just like, I'm trapped.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't know, but I'm also grateful that I haven't been exposed to it because I talk about it on stage, but I feel like friends who are actively on it can't settle on anybody now because there's too many options, and they'll go on a date and be like, but he had a weird mole, and it's like, okay, but you need to start overlooking that weird shit or else you're never gonna find somebody. But since everybody else is just right there, they're like, I'm gonna keep looking.
I did all of them for a long time, and I've had some boyfriends off of dating apps and stuff, or OkCupid is actually the only one that worked for me. But the problem with it for me is that it always felt so forced because you meet there knowing stuff about the person, you've matched because of those reasons, and then you're trying to connect on stuff, and it just feels like
it's not organic.
It's not organic. It's just you've been placed there. Okay, we know where we're each other's from and religious stuff and all this type of thing. And then it's just where do you go from there? And then it seems to move pretty quickly because you know this person checks off so many of your boxes on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just realize there wasn't ever a spark. We're just compatible on resume level.
Yeah, so that's OkCupid. You have all those compatibility. I never had any OkCupid success.
What'd you have the most boyfriends. Success on?
My last girlfriend, actually, we met on a coffee meets bagel.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? I've literally never heard of this.
That one is you get sent one profile a day. So you can either say yes or no to that. But that's you kind of like that because you end up reading all about the person instead of just swiping.
Right. Yeah.
So you really got to get to know the person. So if you're I had never had a lot of success on Tinder and stuff. But if you have this app, you can kind of be funny on your profile and they can learn about you and say, this guy's silly and cool. And then, so I had a lot more matches on that than I ever had anywhere else.
Yeah. Mm. It is hard with Tinder. Cause I don't know. Did you put pictures of you doing stand up and stuff?
No, I would never do that.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like if I had Tinder, that would be my first picture. Just look, this is what you're dealing with.
Oh yeah.
Just the worst photo where you're just
it's your Conan photo with your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. With the comment.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
this is
guy
what you'll wake up to.
Yeah. This is what you'll wake up to every morning. You would never do that. That's interesting.
No, I mean, maybe in deeper pictures. Definitely not up top.
Maybe fifth photo. How many photos are you allowed?
I would six, I think.
Okay, nice. So fifth or sixth, maybe you throw
I would
one.
A fun party one, nice smile, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is this the?
I'll be with a friend, but then I cut him out like that.
Then the one on the lake. The lake one.
Oh, the lake one.
With the mean comments.
With the mean comments.
Yeah. Love it.
I know. I've seen other people's Tinders, and it seems very strategic in that, you need one by yourself that's real good, and then you need one with some buddies.
Uh-huh.
And then you need one of you in, a costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need one
doing
of you, at your job. You need one of you hiking, you with a dog, so they know you're not a psychopath. Yeah.
You have to have, activities.
Even girls have that. So many girls will have a picture, such a weird thing, but so many girls will have a picture, with, a tiger. You ever seen that? Or, an exotic animal. Just be like, I'm crazy. I, touched a tiger. I'm like, why is everyone here? You see all these tigers.
What?
I've never touched a tiger in my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mike Tyson just running photo shoots. Get on in here.
I feel like guys, if they put a picture with like their mom or their grandma or something, that's like a good move. But
you like that?
That's only if they're attractive, though, because if they're not cute, it's like, well, that's kind of sad.
And if it's only if it's only pictures with family, then you're a little
bit
like,
that's weird. But just one thrown in where they're like in a suit, like maybe at their grandma's birthday or something.
I've also heard that
I'm just constructing
homelier people have a method of where they'll start with a group pic. Maybe have somebody get enticed by a hotter person in the group, and then they go one further, and they're like,
Oh, if I had a Tinder, I'd for sure put a photo of the three of us. And I'd get so many matches just in case, and then I'd get so many angry texts where they're like, why aren't you blonder? Is that not a thing?
This is true. You do need to stop saying stuff
like this. I'm sorry. We had a conversation about this, because I was being, I'm used to being self-deprecating, and I was talking to Kelsey.
You can't anymore.
I know. You can't. That's, we're fine, but I was talking to Kelsey on the phone, and I was just like, Kelsey, you're so much hotter than me, so I think you should do this for the good of the podcast. We were sending booking emails, and I was like, just send it because your photo's on it. And then I felt really gross, like an old Hollywood perv. I'm just like,
give me your tits.
It's just real bad. I don't know. I just always feel like a fat middle schooler, no matter what. Like, I don't know, but
you need to shed that.
I know, but like,
are you a fat middle schooler?
Totally. 100%. That's why I'm so good at comedy. Like, you see me do comedy. Like,
you're
that's
very
not
good at comedy.
I mean, come on, right? Yeah. God, of course.
I think we all feel like that a little bit. Like, if you had that awkward phase, you're always going to feel like that person.
Yeah.
A bit. Like, I still feel like that awkward, pimply, sweaty, fucking bushy eyebrowed man that I used to be.
Yeah.
You know?
But. You know? She was never a
little boy. Yeah. I look like a little French boy. I don't know if you've never seen.
That sounds sweet. Like Peter Pan.
She's just holding a baguette in like every photo. We're like, why does she wear this baguette? That's kind of weird. I don't know. She's always painting. Like, I was always sunburnt. I was just, I was like permanently sunburned. I had braces. I wore a bun on the top of my head. I always had oversized flannel on. Like, nobody bought me new clothes. I just always had hand-me-downs from my stepmom and my mother. And it's like, what happened? Nobody was trying to help me.
I was the first kid. I didn't even get any hand-me-downs. I was cursing my younger sisters with my hand-me-downs, where I was like, who wants a turtleneck in three different colors? You're welcome.
Ladies. Yeah. So no awkward phases for you, huh?
Yeah, no, I was a pretty ugly child. I had big buck teeth with a big like gap.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Yeah.
And I was really not liking you so much.
I had like dumb and dumber hair. Like, I would ask like the barber, like, please make it really straight across
That's
and
the
I would get
best.
Super anal about it. Like, it has to be exactly even.
Yeah.
And I would use my mom's, it's like middle school, I'd use my mom's finesse hairspray, like a lot of it.
Just,
like,
what? Yeah.
Keep that bolt hard.
Make it super hard.
Real crispy.
Like
real crispy.
Yeah, like super crispy. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Big fucked up teeth.
Oh, it's great.
So when did it get better?
I don't know. Still not better, you know?
Oh, hush
yourself. I hate you. Yeah. I'm already like, do we have to post this?
I can't hear you over your biceps, so
let's just chill out.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm sorry.
Is this a bad one? Is this a bad episode?
This is the worst episode so far. I want everyone who's hilarious to have like really struggled. Like, I'm always mad when people are really funny and they didn't have like a hard, difficult phase during childhood, which is my own issue.
You guys asked me, you're like, so what kind of group were you in? And I was like, oh, I was in like sports and stuff. And Taylor's like, so you were popular.
I was like, sorry, I don't know. To be fair, what she said was, I was kind of friends with everybody.
I did
which
not
is
say that.
Exactly.
So
what
everybody liked you.
Yeah.
That's what popular kids say. The kids who are not popular go, I had 4.5 friends, and here are all their names and photos.
Woodwind people.
Yeah, okay, shut up.
Yeah, I really like to hang out with the woodwinds.
I didn't like to. I had to, because that was my tribe, all right?
The woodwinds.
Were you ever in band or anything like music?
I never did band. I was
a choir boy?
I was a choir boy. No, I played football in high school, but I never really totally fit in with them. They were like,
I was
not good. Yeah, I was like the goofy
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
I wasn't that good. You'd like tag in when someone else made a goal, a score.
I like eventually like,
a touchdown.
Someone made a goal.
Like, scored a football.
You made a touchdown and you just come in with like the wacky dance.
Yeah, I wish.
I picture that you could have been a mascot.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I feel like awesome. You could have done some really funky
thank
dances.
You. Thank
you have a real mascot energy.
Yeah, kind of a wacky way about you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like that.
I'm sorry. This has been a weird round of feedback for you this podcast. It's like, oh, you were successful in high school. Fuck you. You should have been a mascot. How about that? You should have been in a costume.
I feel like we're giving you lots of compliments and then saying that we hate you.
I don't know how to read. We're nagging you a little bit.
Interaction.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you're not doing dating apps anymore.
I do dating apps. Some, you know.
Do you? So you're on the. How much are you on the road? A lot.
Starting to be. A little bit more, which is cool. Which is kind of new to me. I've never been like a road guy. I just started doing little trips and tours and stuff, which is cool. No, I mean, no one's coming. But like, but people have started to come from like the videos, these funny guy videos, which is super kind of weird. Because a lot of people will come and they'll think that I'm going to like do that on stage.
Right, and you don't.
And I don't. A couple people have gotten like upset. I mean, like, why didn't I thought you were gonna say joke in my ass? And I'm like, nah, it's just like a character I do. And there was one girl in Wisconsin. It was like great show. But after the show, she's like, hey, can you just like say joke in my ass? She's like filming. And I was like, nah, it's just like that's like a separate thing. It's like a character. And she's like, yeah, just like say it. Like real quick, just say it. And I went and I was like, are you joking my ass? And she goes, well, can you say it better than that?
Oh my god.
And they all
they
left.
Have a dance.
Yeah.
Like the guy.
Oh man. Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty shitty read. Just I mean, are you joking my ass?
Yeah.
Let's take this again.
Yeah, that's not great. Have you gotten any? Have any girls come from the videos that have been like, "Oh, this is kind of cool."
Yeah,
that's my impression of you as a quarterback.
Oh, nice.
This is fucking dope, bro. Yeah.
Not really. It's a mostly vastly majority male fans of those videos.
What I was gonna say.
And like silly, goofy girls, you know. Yes. No love. I haven't
gotten
love from it.
Silly, goofy girls?
Yeah, much as goofy
Someone's
girls.
Someone's picky. Yeah.
Do you find that when you're...
like girls with personality.
Yeah. Well, when you're looking for girls to date, are you attracted to women who are a little bit more like you that have that silly, goofy energy? Or are you looking for somebody that like you want to entertain and like you want them to just be like, that was great?
Yeah, or do you want someone to come back like, are you joking my veg? Like, what are you I'm sorry.
If she can quote me.
I really would like to name the episode.
Are you joking my veg? Let's do it.
I like a good, I like some silliness. Got to have like a sense of humor, obviously.
Sure,
you know, I like girls that are smart and are... active. You gotta be active. You gotta be able to touch your toes for sure.
Shit,
Delaney, you're out.
Number one.
Yeah, I knew what I should have brought that up.
A real life game of Guess Who, where he just put your face down. Like,
I don't know. Just be friendly. That's all. Just be fucking nice.
Okay, so YouTube, he wants a friendly, smart.
Friendly, smart.
Was there?
Flexible girl.
Flexible. Yeah.
Quote my videos as much as possible.
Quote your videos. Do some callbacks.
Callbacks. Yeah. She's good at callbacks.
You don't need any of your own stuff. Just call back his videos.
Yeah.
And that's solid. Ugh. Can you imagine if like a dude hit on you at a show and was just like.
No.
But
nobody hits on
foosball
me
though. Like you know, like did a call back to your bits and was just like, "Yeah, I know a lot about you." Like that was their move.
I get the. Are you the? Are you the incest girl?
Oh, that's
the,
good.
You do the incest bits, and I'm like. Yeah, I guess that's me now. Sure. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I love it. Do that. Cool. You get the cousin
the incest girl.
Yep.
Cousin
Thank
fucker.
You so much.
Nice. Like it wasn't so me in the bit that was doing that. I get I get a lot of like what you just said to me, which is like, oh, you gotta be easier on yourself. Like I get a lot of that thing. Yeah. Where like, you're pretty, and it's like it just sounds creepy when you say it though. Like it's always weird. Weird
do they,
dudes.
Do they do this?
Yeah.
No.
I love you, and I didn't even like that. Like I care about you a lot. I feel very safe with you, and even that motion was just like, maybe I was wrong.
To do.
Yeah,
it's
it
just
is.
A creepy thing to anybody.
Yeah, Jim Norton,
soft touch.
Not the way to touch anybody.
Jim Norton on the road will be walking, like put your arm out like this a little bit more, just like we're walking. He will come up to me, and he will cradle my elbow with the tips of his fingers, and I don't know. I mean, just like do it to yourself. It feels very violating. It doesn't feel like a good feeling.
Yeah.
Or he won't round the edges of his fingernails so they'll be sharp, and he'll just go,
oh,
and he'll just like
poke me with it. I'm like, oh God, it's awful. It's
that doesn't bug me as much. This is weird.
Yeah,
this little
so weird. He'll like guide me through a restaurant like this a bit. Oh, come on. He calls me his daughter as well. There's a lot of things that he does that are pretty cool. Horrifying.
That's better.
Me.
That's way better than like the alternative though, which is like, this is my girlfriend or this is my prostitute.
My
which,
life.
You know, you get that
right
from male headliners.
It's one or the other. Yeah.
Saying this is my daughter is pretty cool.
But it's, I hate it though, because he'll be like, I will have this and whatever my little girl wants, whatever you want. You get whatever you want. I'm just like, shut it.
Don't. Want some crayons?
Yeah.
Want some crayons?
Yeah. It's gross.
Gross.
But it's funny. I have questions for you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're getting a lot of success. Congratulations on all the things that are happening. You seem very busy. How do you just de-stress and relax? Like, if you need a day to yourself, what do you do? You just hang out on the couch, watch on TV?
Man.
Just the whole day in the gym? Oops.
I'm a stress guy. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. About.
Yeah,
people
you
think
seem
I'm
very
like,
laid back.
Yeah.
You seem like a golden retriever.
Okay.
You just seem kind of like,
oh, like
happy
like
and
call back like no
the,
worries.
The mascot
kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. But no,
you seem
I
like
am
an old golden retriever.
I am.
With an old soul.
Yeah. Like you've caught all the balls and now you're just kind of like,
yeah.
I caught all the balls.
You got a bandana. Yeah.
No, I am like I'm the stressed out one in my group of friends. I'm
really?
The one that's always stressing out.
Do you
about,
have anxiety?
Yeah. Well, I like. I'm the planner too in the group. I plan activities.
Welcome to our show. Yeah. We're all very type A neurotic people.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I get super stressed out. Like we'll do like trips and like, you know, stuff like that. And I can't leave it to anyone else to organize it. But I also hate organizing it myself so much. But I'm just the stressed out guy. So if I have like a day, I love having just a day.
Yeah.
I won't leave like my apartment. That'll be my like day.
What?
I'll go to the gym and I'll come back and I'll make a lunch. I make two lunches.
Oh.
I make a turkey burger.
Nice.
And vegetables. And this is a rotation that's been for years.
Okay. Oh my
god. I have two things that I make for lunch.
You need a lady in your life.
Yeah, I do.
Oh my god.
Help.
YouTube commenters, please.
Feed this man.
Please, someone
poor man.
Smart, flexible.
They're good turkey burgers.
Turkey burger and veggies, okay.
Turkey burger and veggies or pan-fried chicken on top of some brown rice.
Okay. Wow.
Those are my two things that I know how to make.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Then some like microwave stuff.
Oh god.
But those are my like meals that I cook.
Okay.
So I'll like make. So I'll make a meal.
So
I'll
proud
cook
of
it. Yeah.
Meals that I
if
cook.
I really want to, get all Chef Ryan up in here. I'll make some brown rice.
Chef Ryan,
other than that, it's like a hungry man at midnight or what? I used to do hungry man.
Oh, for like dinners.
Yeah. I know it was bad, and
gross.
My good friend and old roommate Adrian caught me eating a hungry man one time, and she's like, I'm throwing this away. You're not doing this. Don't ever buy these again. She was just trying to regulate my health because, like, I would sneak out to get in and out. I would buy Hungry Man's. I'd buy a lot of frozen dinners. Like, if you're never home, it's just so easy to pop it in. And she's like, this has to stop. You can't buy these anymore. I will toss them. And I start buying them.
You prep on Sunday and put them all in Ziploc containers.
Yeah, who does
and then
that?
You just heat them
who
up. I do.
That?
I do
you
that.
You food prep?
Yeah, yeah.
You have your own cooler.
Yeah,
but you go on the road
I do a little
and stuff
cooler.
A lot.
Well, I can't do it on the road.
You are ready for
kids.
I mean, even just like locally, like when you're out the whole day, you'll have your cooler.
Yeah, I have
snacks,
a cooler.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You are just missing a minivan and seven kids. Like, you have a cooler and you
here
food
are your
prep.
Orange slices.
Yeah.
It's a Capri Sun.
I know. Cooler.
Oh, God.
Did you guys eat those? Did you eat kids' cuisines growing up?
God,
those frozen TV dinners that had the like.
Oh, the microwave ones?
Yeah.
Dude, those were so disgusting.
Weren't they? But
I ate
them
all. Yeah. There's a little mac and cheese.
Yes.
I was like five.
And that weird brownie that was just like
you had
mud.
To, like, take with like a fork. Yeah.
And the corn. You always have corn in the corner.
Yeah.
The little penguin on him. I just wonder what my insides look like from years of just that.
There's still a little part of inside of it's just black and charred.
Yeah.
Just beyond repair.
Kids' cuisines and like Lunchables.
Oh, Lunchables.
The amount of preservatives that are like living in my body. Oh, just toxic levels.
So are you all healthy now? Are you a healthy person?
I reformed in about fourth grade because my mom, who was not a cook, and she would pack my lunches, and I'd get to school and kids would have like a sandwich and an apple and you know what I mean, like normal things, and I would have
like a bagel with cream cheese and a fruit snack and a cookie and like another sort of like Twinkie-ish type of thing. And I remember sounds looking and being like, I don't think I'm supposed to eat like this. And
in
I came
fourth
home
grade, fourth grade.
Yeah, you realize that in fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because kids would look at me and be like, can I trade you my carrots for your brownie? And I would realize like, oh, I'm like, this is all bad for you.
I probably shouldn't
food.
Be the trading post.
And I remember my mom, I said, I think I'm supposed to have like fruit. And she's like, I gave you fruit snacks.
Oh.
And I was like, but that's not fruit. And she's like, they're made of fruit juice. Like she genuinely was like, it's, that's
there
fine.
Were no Netflix
the
documentaries.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you at like nine were like, hey, mom, I think I need some grapes.
I turned it around for myself.
Yeah.
So,
wow. Yeah. Allergic to so many things. Did that develop over time or were you just sick?
It developed over
up?
Time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
I was like, were you just in a constant state of just like illness?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what are you allergic to? Let's hear them.
So oh, many. We'll
give
be
me your
all
big
day.
Three.
Big three. Peanuts, sulfite, so that's like in wine and certain dried fruit and stuff like that.
I didn't even know sulfite.
Yeah, sulfites.
Oh my God.
Peppermint. Peppermint. Yeah, those are some
peppermint.
Of the really big ones.
I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah. So those are the food ones, and then there are many others that are non-food. But yeah, but those developed later. Like I had dairy growing up, and I had peanuts and stuff like that. And
I
then in high school, things
you're
started.
You're like, I gotta eat healthier, Mom.
Yeah,
I came home like, I didn't have enough treats. Where are all my treats?
To this day,
The little Debbie cupcakes or the little Debbie cakes. You remember those things?
I never got any of
those. They were shaped like Christmas trees and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, I only had one.
I
want two.
My mom would put tuna fish sandwiches in my lunchbox. And now I'm like, no wonder I was a loser. Like, I was opening this plastic box. And like, does anyone want to share?
Ew.
It's been in this warm box for 8 hours. I also had a lisp.
Did you have braces and stuff?
I had braces.
You had just straight up lisp.
I had a lisp before I had braces.
Oh,
I went to a speech therapist in fourth grade. And
me too.
Just like, what? Really? Did you know you had a lisp? Or
I didn't
you
have
just
a lisp.
Like,
I had a stutter. I was a loser. I had a stutter.
Oh, there it
just
is.
Just like you.
There it is.
Yeah, I had to go to speech pathologist when I was a little kid.
What'd they have you do to help? Because with me, it's different.
Just like these dumb like tests. I didn't go for very long. They were just like, he's gonna grow out of it. It's just like wasn't like a condition I had. It was just like a mental thing.
Oh yeah.
So I grew out of it in like middle school. Yeah, up until like fifth, sixth grade, I had a really bad stutter.
And then you just got more comfortable with yourself.
I don't know what happened. It still comes back every once in a while. There are like jokes that I can't do because I know there's like a part where I'm gonna stutter because I'll get in my head about it. So it's like all mental.
And I didn't have a stutter, but there are parts where I realize I can't slow down. Like I say five words together too quickly and I fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like I almost always trip on it. So now I have to make a mental note, like inhale right before you say that.
Yeah.
So weird.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Very weird.
No. That's the crazy. When I got the cold this year, I tried to go on stage and I was like, oh, when you get congested, it like fucks up your whole set.
Like you're breathing.
Because I'm like talking so fast and I was just like, and then like I was just choking on my own mucus. It was horrible.
Oh,
wasn't good. Yeah, for speech therapy they had me like hold a Cheerio to the roof of my mouth with the tip of my tongue. It was like basically everything was training my tongue to hit the roof of my mouth instead of like going like
Can you do that again?
Going crazy like that whole thing.
It's so funny because I had braces and now I have a lisp. Like I didn't have a lisp before
it's
braces.
It's so slight though.
But it's
I still can't hear it.
You know.
A slight lisp is good. I like a slight lisp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm back on the table.
It's like Drew Barrymore.
I'm not flexible, but I do have a lisp.
He's lifting that guess who tab back up.
Hey.
Oh, man. You know, we'll talk about loser
coming
face.
Up from the grave, babe.
Middle school, I had a bunch of dental stuff. I had, you had braces, right?
Yeah,
I did not have braces.
You did not have braces?
What? You didn't have braces?
You sucked so hard.
How'd you get those?
You're okay now. She sucks.
Because I lost my teeth so slowly. I didn't lose my last tooth until like eighth grade. And so they each had time to grow in. There was a time where they were like crazy bad, but then they came together.
Fall. That's crazy.
Because they had enough time to each make their own little home.
Make their own little home. Everyone found their own little space in the mouth.
Yeah.
And her boobs are real.
So I had braces, then I had... Did you have headgear?
I never had headgear.
You had headgear.
I take back
daylight.
Yeah.
I take back everything I said.
Yeah, yeah.
You suffered.
Yeah, you did.
And you know what I had that was the worst? Because I didn't want to, I was too embarrassed to like wear the headgear. Most of the time I just wouldn't even like bring it to school. I'd be like, tell my parents I did, but I didn't. But then I had a, ever heard of a Frankel?
What?
Well, I've never even heard of such a
that
thing.
That sounds like something. That's I was going to say, like something an uncle does. Yeah.
Like a raspberry. Give you a noogie and a Frankel next time I see you.
I'm going to Google image it. A Frankel is a big piece of metal and plastic.
Or it sounds like Jewish money or something. Like different religions
you needed
had money.
To cross a bridge.
I'm going to Frankel.
It's supposed to help an overbite.
Oh,
so I had an overbite.
Like a cage.
I still
in your
have
mouth?
An overbite.
Yes.
Because I have one of those on my retainer now that big I wear every night.
You wear it every night?
Mm-hmm. I wear my retainer
every
night. I wear
my bottom retainer every night.
I wear my top one every night.
Doesn't fit anymore.
Mine doesn't either.
My bottom one doesn't fit, so I wear my top one every night.
They didn't give Let's you a switch. Permanent bottom retainer?
Huh? No, they did, but I had stopped wearing it. And
but you
I,
have the wire
the
in
I
there.
Went back, no, I don't have a wire anymore.
You don't?
No.
They took it out?
In my mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have that.
They told me I had to have it forever.
Maybe you did.
And it was, oh, God, okay.
What are you talking about? What do you have?
I have a wire on the bottom.
Let me look at it.
It's right. You
yeah,
can't
people
see
have
it.
That.
Yeah, like yeah. It's just a wire along my bottom row of teeth on the back side. And they're like, I was like, so when do I get this off? They're like, never. You'll die with that in your mouth.
What?
Like, yeah.
Whoa. That was
a bad bedside manner. You'll die with that in your mouth.
I mean, that's not what they said.
Idiot.
That's what I heard because I'm a morbid lady.
Here's a Frankel.
A Frankel. Oh.
Yeah, it's this big thing, and it takes it your whole
Whoa.
Mouth. It's just one solid piece, so you
listeners,
can't move.
Google Frankel, so you can see what
yeah,
it looks
like. A giant wire around the
yeah,
entire.
Yeah, they could probably see that.
Plastic on the side, so you can't talk. You have to keep your teeth at the same level all day, so you're talking dish.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it was awful.
That was permanently in your mouth, or that's something you could take
you
it
You could take it out. I had to take it out for lunch, put it in your little case.
Oh,
no. Lunch.
Oh, man.
How old are you?
This was a 7th and 8th, or 6th and 7th grade. And I had to tell them, I had to go to the orthodontist, and I told them like straight up, I was like, I can't wear this. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just getting made fun of, like, what is in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, I can't. It's got to be a different way.
Oh, I'm just picturing you at lunch, like, bringing out your case, like, this is where I keep my Frankel and my virginity. Don't mind me.
You ever have elastics?
Oh, yeah, where they had to, yeah.
The little rubber band things.
Yeah.
Did they go diagonal? With
those? Rubber bands. I had this conversation recently because people don't call them elastics.
No, they're rubber bands.
I'm the only one.
Canadian?
The people, yeah, no.
Okay.
But it's this. Someone had to be like, where are you from? These say elastics. I'm from Massachusetts. I don't think it's a regional thing. I'm just a weird guy.
I know, but you also have kind of like a Degrassi vibe. About you.
Degrassi
I love
vibe.
That show.
Yeah, yeah. Degrassi was great. Degrassi's
what's a what's a Degrassi vibe?
Do you know what Degrassi is?
I know. I never seen it though. What's the vibe?
It's just a Canadian show of young people.
I said Drake was on it, right?
Just like a young Canadian. Drake was on.
Drake was on. He played Jimmy. Jimmy who got shot.
Wheelchair
in
Jimmy.
Yeah,
it was a great
wheelchair
show.
Jimmy.
Yeah, you seem like you could be Canadian, and I get Midwestern all the time. People are like, "Where are you from? You have like an accent." I was like, "No, I don't. This is just how I talk, and I'm sorry. I'm from California."
Yeah, I get Midwestern. Western or Southern sometimes. Oh
really?
God.
Yeah, people just never think I'm from here. They
okay, cool. So
it's not just
me.
Yeah, no. People ask me too.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Midwestern. Yeah, but
you have
an
accent? They say you have an accent?
Yeah, they say, they're like, where are you from? Is that one of the Dakotas? And I'm like, the fuck are you? What? No.
You know
like,
what it I don't is? Have I think it's our delivery on stage. Because we both kind of do the thing. We're like, okay. Like that kind of thing. I can't even do it. That was, anyway. That's.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Was that an impression of her?
Yeah. That was supposed to be.
Okay.
Get out of my ass.
Have you ever heard someone do an impression of you on stage?
No. Have you? Do people do impressions of you on stage?
Oh, because
I don't think so.
I can do an impression of you, I think.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Let's do
let's
it.
Hear
I want to hear it.
Is it?
Oh.
Well. I feel like I'm going to start laughing.
Do it.
I can't do it. I'm
I can do.
Laughing.
I can probably do Delaney
okay,
if you need a minute.
I would love that.
I might mix up the words, but.
Oh, no, you go for it.
Because I told the wind a lot of secrets.
That was pretty good.
You sound like, I can't think of who it is, but you sound like somebody. That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I just got it right there.
Here's another one. This is Rhonda. Okay, here's another one. This is Rhonda and Tim. They do their best.
Oh, yeah. Rhonda and Tim.
Nice.
They do what they can. Right?
Oh, yeah. They do what they
that
can.
That was perfect.
Nailed
that's
it.
That's my punchline.
I'm just going to start doing Taylor's set on stage. So, yeah, come check me out at my next show. Just do Taylor's act completely. You know,
that's
actually, a coworker, oh, my God, a coworker did an impression of me not too long ago.
Oh, that's great. It was so funny.
It was like, she's like, I do this impression of you. Don't be offended. But everybody told me that I had to go and ask her about it.
Is she coming to the live show?
No, but she should.
She has
I would really love to hear it. She got up and she's like, so are you going to show me your dick or what? And I was like, oh my God, that was perfect. I was like looking in the mirror talking to myself.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm maybe not saying that word for word, but like, she had the whole, like, you going to show me what's going on here? And I'm like,
oh, wow, that was fucking brilliant.
Just shout out to Melly for that impression.
Melly killed it.
I didn't know there were people working at TJ Maxx all day and then going home to fuck their cousin.
That's my impression of you. That's not bad either. Right at the end there, especially, I was like, oh yeah, there it is.
I hear it.
We love each other.
Yeah, I'm glad that.
You're joking my ass. All right, there we go. Now everybody's covered.
All right, we are at that time.
Holy shit, we got to wrap up.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Man. Well, do you want to plug your socials?
Please do.
You have no. He has no stand up online because he's ashamed of himself.
Yeah, I hate myself.
Is there anything you're proud of?
Yeah, at all.
I'm proud of dead Kevin.
There you go.
Oh yes.
I'm proud of our work.
My favorite is you talking to the camera.
Oh, is this not like for the camera?
No, you can. It's just so like my favorite thing that I do.
Because we're here and then sometimes you'll just be like, and then you'll get back, I like it.
You start moving like those, that bear show that used to be at Disneyland, just like,
the animatronic, the Chuck E. Cheese with the eyelids on my brain.
Just trying to pitch my stuff.
Sorry, go ahead. Dead Kevin.
Dead Kevin on YouTube is my sketch group. And check out American Vandal on Netflix.
Hey, the show that I'm on.
And that's all I am proud of.
It's funny. I would like to listen to you more and then do an impression of you because you definitely have a cadence to how you talk.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
it's very fun. Yeah. I love hearing people's things they say.
Yeah,
that sounded really autistic, but you know what I mean.
I like hearing people's things they say.
But if someone can do an impression of you, that's like probably that's like a good means that you have like a voice.
I think I'm doing like, one of you right now. That's like a good. You have a voice.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa.
Did I do it? I think I just did it, guys. I did it. You did this with my hand. I can only do an impression to somebody right after they say that exact thing. Then I can just shoot it right back at you.
Your SNL audition is going to be difficult. Lauren, could you just say something real quick? Just a couple sentences. How we usually wrap up is we do hashtag goals, and everyone goes around and says a goal they have, short term, long term. Do you have any goals?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know. We're really springing stuff
on you.
I'm sorry. We can go around if it's Kelsey's.
I don't know.
You don't have anything you want to do ever? Nothing? You're just wandering aimlessly through.
Long-term goal? I want to get married.
I love it. I knew it.
You knew it?
I knew that's what you were going to say.
I was like, precious.
That was...
I love it.
You're still cool in high school. I'm not about it. No, that's great. This is going to play well with all our female listeners.
Absolutely. You want to get married.
If you want to marry Ryan, please email us at selfhelplesspodcast.
I'm not ready. But I want. But eventually, for sure, want to get married.
He's a project.
Yeah, he's a project.
Which are the best kind.
Do you want children?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he wants kids, ladies.
Actually, I'm thinking maybe I don't, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because in recent years, there's been some kids in my life. Recently, and I'm like, man, they're fucking super annoying.
Can they be yours? Yours would probably be different.
That's what people say.
Mine are going to suck. I'm not good with kids, so they're probably going to be monsters, I think.
Okay, so if you want kids, you're out.
Yeah. Guess who? Down.
Down.
No. You got to raise them, though. I'll fuck them up.
Yeah.
I want kids, though, but you got to make them good.
it's all on you, ladies.
Wow.
This is great.
That was an interesting... Nobody's ever said their goal was to get married.
Yeah, but I love that.
It's usually just like, let's write more this week.
Yeah. To be married is a great goal.
Are people talking about like career goals?
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
No, getting married is great. That's fine. When are you going to be ready so they know if they just want to live their lives for a couple
give
years?
Give me like 5 years.
Okay.
That's
so
not bad.
5 years from now, ladies, set your calendar, set your watch.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay. Who else has any goals?
I thought of one. I'm headlining the San Jose Improv this Sunday.
Boom.
And I want to crush it.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go.
Nice.
You will.
That's a great promo. Look at you. Yeah,
and it won't come out in time for the show.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Because we released.
Oh, that's true.
This will come out later. But
damn it. Well, I'm going to I'm going to steal your goal because you've stolen mine before.
Okay,
I'm headlining Stand Up Live in Phoenix on Thursday.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
And I also want to crush it.
Crush
and
it.
You will. You will.
Yeah, yes. We got it. And then I want to get married after.
Yes. Perfect. I'm headlining my couch this weekend.
Nice. And you
with
want
lots
to?
Of treats. And I'm going to crush it. I nice. Don't want to. I just know I'm going to crush that. No, actually, a long-term goal I have is I'm going to film my own special in the spring.
Yay.
And now that I've said that out loud, I have to do it and
yeah,
follow
it's out
through.
There. Yeah,
yeah, see, we'll hold
and
you accountable.
It's going to be a very taboo topic. It's going to be all about one thing. And it's going to be weird. And I'm looking forward to it.
That's
and also watch Dead Kevin because it is my favorite sketch group. I'm not just saying that. And I've watched every episode so many times. And yeah, fantastic.
Hell yeah.
So check it out. Check it out.
Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for
having
me.
Thank you.
Oh, should we all plug social media?
Oh, yeah, real quick. T-Tom Comedy on Instagram and my website because, these motor companies and One Direction stars, I just can't get my name on anything but Twitter, which is at Taylor Tomlinson.
At Delaney Fisher across the board.
Nice. At Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates. Did you already play yours?
I'm at Ryan O'Flan on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I feel like we should all salute.
Thank you
and
so
good night.
Much.
For watching.
Thanks for listening, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Why won't it let me be?